the money milestone plan has to say, what is it, when I think about the budget and expenses, when I'm asking for grant funding, that I'm going to need in order for my vision for what I want to accomplish in year two, starting March 2024? How does that budget help me build the infrastructure to get to that next level in year two?
We need to know what are the expenses to deliver this product so we can put out the right budget and the right budget narrative, and how the elements of the budget not help you run the practice, it's going to get deep, not help you run the practice, but help you grow the practice.
Welcome to Funding Your Healthcare Vision, the podcast that helps Black and Brown women in healthcare fund and grow justice-driven health practices that don't just serve, but transform communities. I'm your host, Dr. Omolara Thomas-Wamedimo, community health equity advocate, physician, and co-founder of Strong Children Wellness, an award-winning multi-practice network that partners with organizations to deliver integrated care to under-resourced communities. After securing over $700,000 in less than 2 years for our company, I founded Melanin in Medicine, a consulting company to help more Black and Brown women to fund and grow their own for-profit and nonprofit healthcare practices and create health justice. We know that Black and Brown women have been at the forefront of every revolution, and healthcare is no different. So we want to make sure that you are funded to build the healthcare that our communities deserve, spaces where we all can be free, fearless, and fierce. Welcome to the sisterhood.
Hello, and welcome back to the Funding Your Healthcare Vision podcast. It's me. I'm here again. It's funny because today we're going to be talking about money. You know, I'm still in that Super Bowl Rihanna moment. So I'm like, money on my mind, money, money. That's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to have you, just this podcast, talking about money. Honestly, this is probably going to not be a huge, like hugely long podcast, because money is clear. Let's agree on that. Money is very like, okay, this is what you need to do. It's very clear. It's not art. It's not science. I do better in science, where it's like 1 + 1 = 2. Okay. So I want to talk about that, because after we've talked already about your positioning your practice for and your nonprofit for six-figure grants and contracts, we talk a lot about how do we have our mission straight, our model of care straight. We talked about our minimum viable, verifiable, and valuable practice last week. So if you haven't listened to those, this, you know, you're out of order. You need to go back and listen to those and then come here. Once you're here, now you are ready. You are ready for money talk. For money, what we're going to talk about is you, now that you have that structure of what it needs to look like, we need to know what are the expenses to deliver this product so we can put out the right budget and the right budget narrative, and how the elements of the budget not help you run the practice, it's going to get deep, not help you run the practice, but help you grow the practice. The thought about this is that for nonprofits, for for-profit practices, all that are focused on under health equity for under-resourced communities, which is what we specialize in, you need to have a revenue model, of course, that is supporting you to run the practice. Where we help people a lot more is where they find that they're stuck because there isn't a true profit margin in the beginning, or they don't have the things they need to implement a new potential revenue model. And those really help with having these cash injections of grant funding, or even just stability by having a monthly contract, a monthly retainer. And I know we usually hear that in lawyer speak, but that actually is something that our practice has two of those. And I think it's just important for us to start to think about not just what it takes to scrape by, but what are the things that I need in order to grow the practice? So I'm going to talk about that today. And that is the money talk and the money demonstration. I like to say the money milestone plan, and you'll understand where milestone comes in, that you'll want to put into your funding request, so that then it becomes very clear, like, oh, okay, I can see clearly how she's going to go from A to B. And we'll get into that in a second. But first, I want to thank you all for supporting us. I want to thank you all for the love that you're sharing, following us on Instagram at Melanin Medicine Co. and following me on LinkedIn. I truly appreciate that. And all of you who slid into our DMs are open, wide open. Slide. Free fall, jump in, whatever you want us to do into our DMs, because all of that is really helpful for us and really help and also helps us to think about what other topics do you want to hear about. You know, we're in the middle of this series, but we have some topics that we literally accrued because of you, and what you're sharing are the things that you need as you are growing your practice or as you're growing your health nonprofit. We wanted to make sure that I wanted to take some time to show you some love. The second thing I wanted to do was I wanted to tell you about our Funding Your Healthcare Vision workshop. Make sure if you have not applied to, right, this is the application only workshop. We are being very selective about who we let into this space, because what we found is that not doing so really is probably a waste of people's time, because we need to know that, one, who are the people that are serving the under-resourced communities and really need this information? Are they ready for this information yet? So are they already incorporated? You know, and I say that because we have things for people who aren't established yet. Our podcasts, our webinars, our other things that we have in our resource list, which is at bit.ly/melanin and medicine. Okay, got that in.
I want you all to apply. I want you all to be really excited about coming into a space and learning about what are the things that it's going to take for me to get consistent six-figure grants and contracts. So even if you got a grant, I'm happy for you, but that's not going to do it. That's not going to cut it, because your practices and your nonprofits are for the long run. I need for us to have a consistent pipeline of how we're doing this and what are the ways that we need to position the practice. What are the ways, the mistakes that we make that actually sabotage us getting funding? And that is what we're going to be talking about. It's going to be happening at the end of this month in March. And I want you to message me if you would like to apply for a spot. Okay. LinkedIn, Instagram, or you can just go directly to the actual application, which is at bit.ly/mm/workshop_March23. Once again, that's bit.ly/mm/workshop_March23. The reason, of course, why we do this is that Melanin and Medicine, we believe, is the premier place for mission-minded women in healthcare who are building these healthcare spaces for them to learn how to get the funding for them to grow and their revenue, their reach, and make the impact they're called to make. So I'm super excited for you. Make sure you do this, because I don't know when the next time I'm going to do this. I told you guys last week that the spirit moved me and said, "Oh, Melara, stop. Stop being your introverted self." And and yes, you can take a little bit of the energy, even though you usually do that from M&M clients and for Strong Children Wellness. And you're going to put that out March 25th. So I said, okay, all right, I guess I'll do that. So make sure you tag and notify other women if you're not in need of this right now, but you know somebody who would really benefit. Make sure you share this information with them. All of this will be in the show notes. So let's get into it. When we're talking about our money milestone plan, really what that is referring to is the fact that, like I said, when we position our practices in traditional entrepreneurship, we're positioning our practice to make sure, one, that we're able to run all of our operations. And that means, of course, budgeting and saying to ourselves, what are the exact expenses that I need to make sure that are being covered? And what are the revenue streams and the potential profit, or I should say the potential revenue that you're going to make? And hopefully embedded in that is a profit margin that allows for you to continue to grow, emergency money, all of those things, and taxes and all of those things are able to be accounted for within the revenue that you're making minus the expenses. However, when we are thinking about positioning ourselves for grants, we're taking that minimum viable practice that I talked to you about that was like, okay, in the next 12 months, this is what I'd like things to look like. And what I want you to do is now, like it's March, and last time I told you, okay, what would this March 2024, what is it that you want to accomplish? What we do with a money milestone plan is we say to ourselves, what do you want to be able to do starting March 2024? Do you get that? So the minimum viable practice, when we're thinking about what it is that I need right now in order to make sure that I'm where I need to be in March 2024 in 12 months, the money milestone plan has to say, what is it? And when I think about the budget and expenses, what is it when I'm asking for grant funding, what is it that I'm going to need in order for my vision for what I want to accomplish in year two, starting March 2024? So how does this funding, how does that budget help me build the infrastructure to get to that next level in year two? When I think about these things, I usually think about what is it that can generate more revenue? Not what is it that I need to just run, but what things are going to help me generate more revenue, either at a higher clip, so faster, or in general, just a higher volume, okay? Three things come to mind. And three things that I'm always thinking about when I'm looking at budget narratives, have they accounted for people who can bring more revenue in? And usually those are your clinical service people. So thinking about who are the people that you need, one, to help with acquisition of new clients, but also help with reactivation, referrals, right? And you usually can use administrative staff for that. You'll probably need those people who are making sure that there are like appointment ticklers. That's something that we did in our multi-site practice recently, where we had our navigator staff who is actually, you know, supporting a lot of the administrative work, and they did appointment ticklers, and we got this influx of people who were like, oh, I didn't realize I had an appointment. I needed to make a upcoming appointment. I didn't realize that she's due for this or they're due for that. And it's just like a barrage of people who were requesting appointments because of that one thing, right? And so thinking about having people who aren't just delivering the services, but what are the people that I need in order to be able to tap into not just serving and retaining people, which is usually what your clinical service delivery people do, because if they have good bedside manner, they're doing everything, those people will stay with your practice. But how do I acquire? How do I get referrals? How do I reactivate people like those appointment ticklers? What is that methodology and who are the people I need in order to be able to do that on a consistent basis?
This episode is powered by Melanin and Medicine, our healthcare funding consultancy that specializes in innovative funding partnerships tailored for healthcare practices and nonprofits to scale their work serving under-resourced communities. So if you're a woman founder seeking support to scale your nonprofit or healthcare practice, you probably need Vision Builders. Vision Builders is our signature mastermind designed for busy founders to help them develop the assets, get support, and implement the strategy needed to create funding partnerships and quickly get six-figure grants and contracts consistently. In Vision Builders, you get done-for-you services, including a personalized portfolio with your ideal partner nonprofits, funding organizations, and available grant opportunities every quarter. You get easy-to-follow guidance and feedback to assemble the assets necessary to approach potential funding partners with success and no fear. You also get access to our robust curricular hub that helps you tremendously in the funding journey, even whether it be from clarifying your funding offer, helping uplevel your budget, and improve your online presence to attract funders. The peer community is a category of one, where you have other sisters of color who are founding amazing opportunities for under-resourced communities and health spaces, and you can learn from each other as well as from our experts through our high-touch weekly coaching and support, giving you the exact steps to connect with partner organizations and strategies to ensure you're successful as you implement. So, what are you waiting for? You get done-for-you personalized portfolios of grants, funders, and the partner nonprofits, personalized funding asset help and guidance, and most importantly, an exact repeatable strategy that will work for the lifetime of your organization to consistently get grants and contracts of $100,000, $150,000, $250,000, or like one of our most recent clients, up to $600,000 in the last 6 months. And if that doesn't tell you anything, just think about what that impact will do for the people who you want to serve. So we're excited to see your intake. You can submit that at bit.ly/melanin and medicine. That's bit.ly/melanin and medicine. We're excited to see if you can be a part of the Vision Builders community. In addition, the other thought is, do I need to add a new service line? And that service line can be somewhat profitable in a different way and diversify my income stream. So it might be clinical service delivery people who are able to bring in a new service line. One of our grants was focused on bringing in behavioral health and social care. And so that grant budget narrative, right, went to how not only is this going to be good for our patients, but how this will be a totally different income revenue stream that will help us grow and continue to scale our work and make impact and in a different way. And so budget funders like to see that as well in that money milestone plan. And then, so milestones really refer to, you know, by the end of this time period, we expect to be able to bring in this if we have this person, right? Or we expect to now have an additional XYZ patient because now we brought in this specific person to help support us. And so that's the people. Processes are another thing that you might want to consider in your money milestone plan. And so a lot of times we're not able to scale as fast as we could, right? And get the money that keeps up with like the ever growing needs that happen in nonprofit and in a practice. And processes such as standard operating procedures, if you don't know what that is, that's not a good thing. But standard operating procedures is really this idea where, just like I always use Starbucks because I'm addicted, and you go to any Starbucks, there's a procedure on how you make a matcha tea latte with almond milk. Don't knock it till you tried it. That is my joint. But anywhere you go, it's going to be made the exact same way. And so it is the same thing that you want to start building in a way that you have these procedures in place so that it shortens the onboarding time for new employees. And remember that as you grow, you're going to need new employees in same roles, right? So instead of one nurse, you're going to need two nurses, three nurses. And that shortening that window of onboarding and making sure that it's easier for those people to learn and the tasks that need to be involved and come on allows for them to be revenue generating much faster into the practice, right? And so that efficiency piece of either having someone, bringing someone to help support that, being able to have that funding is going to be extremely important for you. Or it might be having a new tech tool that will help with processes. And that could be around billing, right? And having somebody who, instead of just using your EMR, having somebody now who can actually, you know, talk to the insurance plans and get more of your bills claimed. And that way it's actually bringing in more revenue, right? So your billing department could be a part of your growth plan as well. And processes also include quality, okay? And so these are things that you might want to say are part of the budget. A lot of funders really love impact evaluations or process evaluations because it now allows you to deliver something that then can be helpful for the nation, can be helpful. Once you put that together, you're able to say, this model works and this is how it does it. You know, and then that is something that can be shared. You can train, and that's a different revenue stream. You can train people on your model of care. But those are really important things for you to think about in your money milestone plan. The third thing I want you to think about is promotion. Okay.
So promotion doesn't just look like social media marketing, but honestly can look like being able to have someone dedicated to talking to potential referral sources, identifying them, being able to set up a lunch date, being able to do a town hall with their leadership or a small training with their leadership to ensure that they know you and are able to provide more patients to come into your space. Now, one of the nice things about the models that we teach are that you create funding partnerships as like the core part of this. So the reason why we love this is not only is it accessing different funds that you wouldn't be able to access by partnering with larger nonprofits, but also accessing a whole bunch of new clients, right? Through that partnership where you become the preferred provider. They cannot, under law, just so you know, they cannot just like send people to you, but they can mention that, hey, you are someone that they work with. But, you know, there is something, there are certain laws that kick back and Stark's law and other laws that prohibit, right, them from being like, you have to go to this person. So, but it is a really helpful tool in terms of creating this. And you want to think in your money milestone plan, what do I have for promotion and visibility? Do I have anything like that? And the really important thing is, you know, a lot of people are like, well, grants don't pay for that. They will if you show how that helps you to actually achieve the impact, okay? And that is really important. So what I'm telling you is you need to now link the promotion, having that navigator to do this, as to being able to access more at-risk populations, right? Not just, we want to get big and make more money. That's not what we're talking about when how we position this and the promotion piece. So I want you to really understand that. And that is super, super important in how we move forward with this. And so this is really it. I don't have a lot more to tell you about this, but I will say that it's truly important for you to be strategic about your money milestone plan. The benefit of the women who we get to work with in our mastermind is that we go through it with them. We're able to make sure. So when they're submitting it, we're like, yes, chef's kiss, this is perfect. This is absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's really just something that then allows for whoever you're working with to be able to write their grants, right? We're not promoting you guys to write your grants. We're promoting you to work with people who do it well. And so that you can do the work that you're supposed to do really well. And so that is extremely important. I do want to make sure that you all are thinking about budgets, right? And thinking about them well, thinking about making sure taxes are something that as you think about what the contracts need to look like, what are they accounting for, where you can pay your taxes? Are they accounting that you have a profit margin? Of course, they're accounting for that, the expenses, but are you a part of the expenses? That's one other thing, especially for nonprofits. A lot of people think nonprofits means you don't make profit. No, you make profit. It's just that that profit should not like singularly be going to a specific individual. It should be going to the, you know, employees to make things run, and you would be an employee under it. And for your practices that are for profit, you have to have the same thought in mind that my pricing structure for any additional revenue streams that I have or in the grant cover, like either what I'm budgeting is going to come back to me 3 to 4 times through the personnel that I've decided to hire, and they can actually multiply, bring in 3 to 4x their salary, which is what allows you to grow and allows for you to cover all of the things, the taxes, the profit margin, the expense that their salary is. And that's how you do it, guys. So let me know. And definitely, of course, you can always fill out an intake. Always, always feel open to doing that. You can go to bit.ly/melanin and medicine. But otherwise, I hope you are well. I hope this was good for you. And remember, don't forget to send us a message at melaninandmedicine.co/messages with any of your questions. Do the screenshot. Remember, we talked about screenshotting a review. One, when you subscribe and review, that gets it in front of more people who need this information, because we're trying to build a movement where women of color are the ones leading and creating these health delivery spaces on our own terms. And also, it helps us, remember, it helps you if you screenshot that review and tag us on your social media. We're putting you into a list so we can give you a little goodie to thank you for being a part of our community and supporting us. And shout out to the lurkers. I'm a lurker too. I listen. You ain't gonna hear from me. But shout out to you. I'm gonna give you some love. I love you guys, and I hope that you have a good rest of this week. And make sure to stay tuned for part 5, our last and I think really important part in terms of how you position your practice for 6-figure grants and contracts. Have a good week. And remember, be fearless so you can stay funded. Hey, visionaries. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, can you do me a favor or maybe two? Can you subscribe and then can you share it with a friend? And if you really liked it, can you review and rate it on Apple Podcasts? So as you know, it helps our podcast to be seen by more and more Black and Brown women in healthcare across the globe. I also want to make sure that we don't leave you hanging if you're trying to get funding for your practice or if you're just stuck. Head to our resources page at bit.ly/melaninandmedicine. That's bit.ly/melaninandmedicine. And there we have masterclasses, learning series, as well as the ability to just cut to the chase and submit an intake and get the personalized feedback on your practice that you want. This podcast is a sisterhood, so don't forget to join the party and the conversation on Instagram. DM us, tell us what you want to hear, comments about the episode, or what we didn't talk about. We love answering questions, and maybe your question might get featured on the podcast. So please don't be shy. You can follow us at Melanin Medicine Co. Your vision is big, and we're here to let you know it's possible. Keep going, and definitely keep listening. See you next week.